January 1, 2017. How many of you remember where you were on that day? Yes. Many of you, most of you, were here in church. And on that day, if you recall, I shared with you my trials and tribulations from the previous week in attempting to prepare a message that I thought God wanted us to hear. And it made a great impression on people. Yes. Love you, Randy. But if you remember, I told you that I had prepared two messages that week that God told me not to preach. And I actually still have those messages written and on my hard drive. So maybe you'll get to hear those someday. But the point of what was going on is that the Lord had something for us this year that was beyond ourselves. And for me in particular, to learn how to live and walk by faith. What I wanted to do today was I wanted us to go back to that message and look again at what it is that we talked about and ask ourselves, how have we done with those four resolutions that we signed, many of us signed the paper to do, if you recall. So we're going to begin with the same scripture passage, which was Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. And so I will ask you to stand with me as we, as I turn this on, and make sure that we have connection. Boom, there we are. And I know, you know, I didn't even think about changing the font, so it's really small. So if you can't read it, I'm sorry. But if you can, let's read it together. Hebrews 12, 1 through 11. Here we go. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that throws us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people, then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin. And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his children? He said, "My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child. As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Who ever heard of a child who was never disciplined by its father? If God doesn't discipline you as he does all of his children, it means you are illegitimate and are not really his children at all. Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in his holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this past year. We thank you for all of the things that we have learned through it. And I pray, Lord, that as we revisit this particular message that we had back at the very beginning of this year, that you will help us to see where we've come, where we're going, and how you plan to take us there. And Lord, I am so excited for what you have done this year in my life and in the life of this church. And Lord, I'm excited to share where I believe you're leading us for the future. And so, Lord, I just pray today that the words of my mouth would not be my own, but that they would be yours now more than ever, Lord. And that we as a church would be able to give wonderful glory and thanks back to you for what you've done. We ask this all in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. So, the resolution revisited. We are looking once again at what God has done for us. And if you remember, we said in 2017, Grace Church would be a place where faith grows. And we said that our faith would grow through discipline. As we read in Hebrews chapter 12, the passage we just read, that we are disciplined by God and it helps us grow in our faith. We are also growing our faith through trials. James 1, 2 through 4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces what? Perseverance and patience. And so that perseverance completes its work and we are mature, not lacking anything. And ultimately, that's where we want to be, is it not? And we also learn by the example. And we looked at the example of those in Hebrews chapter 11, the examples of faith that are there. But we also learn from the example of each other, right? And I've got to tell you, as we look at, ask ourselves the question, okay, how did we do in this year? I want to tell you that I believe with all my heart that we have done wonderful, great things this year in that growth area of faith. We grew in faith this year through the process of adding new members. And we added a number of new members back in, I think it was May, right? Or April. And we're going to be adding four more members here in a couple of weeks. And it's just a wonderful opportunity as we grow in faith, as our church family grows in faith. But again, it's not about the numbers of people that we have in our church as much as it's about the quality of the faith and the quality of that faith life that we have as we walk through these moments together. We've grown in our faith through difficult decisions that we've made in our individual lives. And I've talked with many of you who have gone through these life decisions and have said, you know, I'm struggling with this or that or another thing. And I've prayed with you and I've agonized with you. And I've seen in my life things that, tough decisions that I had to make that God has helped me become more of a man of faith because of it. And I know that all of us could share stories, and you're going to have an opportunity, if you'd like, to share a couple of those stories here in a little bit. But we also have grown in faith by seeing others walk by faith. And friends, I want to tell you, the heart of this pastor is encouraged by seeing your faith. By seeing you walk through some of the most gut-wrenching and difficult times in your life, and your family, by seeing you go to God to make the decisions that you have to make, to love on people who are struggling and dealing with things, it is an encouragement to your pastor to see that in you. And so, if I can say anything to you today, if you hear nothing else, hear this. Well done. Well done this year. I guess I can reiterate in the Apostle Paul that I take pride in knowing that you are living your life in a manner that is worthy of the calling that you received in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so thank you for that. Thank you for that example, because it's not just me who sees it. We see that in each other, and the people outside of our church see it too. So as they say across the pond, good on you, mates. Good on you. So we also said that in 2017, Grace Church would be a place where community flourishes. And we were going to look at ways in which we could be more active in our community. And what we did this year is we did a lot of the same things that we've done last year, which is Rhubarb Fest. We did the Christmas tree in the park, and I think we're planning on doing that again this year. We also we had the food pantry ministry going on and VBS. We also started youth ministry this year. And again, I will say this in the most humble terms that I can, that the people that are working in our youth ministry are people who love your students. Okay? And it is a wonderful blessing for me as a pastor. I know for Cindy as a pastor's wife and as a parent of teenage children to see the love that these people have. And one of the things that we did was reverse trick or treat. And many of you were indirectly involved in this by donating candy. And in fact, we were planning on making 50 bags of candy, and we had so much candy left over that we wound up making 72 bags worth of candy. So thank you for that. But this is a way that we're reaching out to our community, and there are other ways. And I'm sure there are many other ways in which we have done that this year that I'm not listing here. But ultimately, let me just say that I believe that as a church, we are reaching out to our community, that our community is seeing us, not necessarily as an individual church, but as individual Christian believers as we reach out to our community. And that's what we want to be. And so, again, I think we've done that. We also said in 2017 that Grace Church would be a place where the gospel is received. We want to see people coming to Christ. And we did Evangelism Sundays, last Sunday of each month. And we've got two more months to go with that. But here's the thing that I'm excited about, is that while we're hearing stories of how people are coming to Christ through you. And it is an amazing thing, because you got to understand that the effectiveness of the witness of the church is not on Sunday morning as much as it is Monday through Saturday through the life of you all and me individually too, but all of us. As we live out our Christian life day by day by day by day, and we follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit and saying that word or inviting that person, maybe it's not even to church, maybe it's to something totally separate, like a progressive dinner or, you know, almost said funny food club, friendly food club, although most of the people in that are pretty funny too, but or those types of things that draw people in and just our interactions with people. Friends, when we allow our faith to intersect with our day-to-day life, that is the most effective witness that we can have in this community. And so the gospel has been hopefully received by people. And we still want that. Now, please don't understand, I'm not saying these things that, okay, in 2018 we can stop doing this. I hope we continue to do these things, all right? We also said our fourth resolution was that Grace Church would be a place where Christ is worshipped. We wanted to worship in spirit and truth, and we wanted worship to be an everyday thing, not just a Sunday thing. We did worship nights in Aledo each last Saturday of each month, and while they weren't heavily attended, I think we're getting there, and I think we're continuing to get there, and I think the more that we talk it up, I think we'll see more people come next year. I know that I've got at least two other pastors in the area who have committed to next year to really be there and bring people. So I think we're going to see that grow. And that's a good thing, because as a community, we want to worship Christ together. So what's coming this year? There are some really interesting things that are coming this year. And for those of you who were here last week, you heard me ask for prayer as I went into a time of planning. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I wasn't in the office. I was actually here at the church, but I wasn't in my office. I was actually up in the youth room. And I had my computer, and I had my Bible, and just praying over what God wanted me to do. And if you were listening Friday morning, you got a sneak peek of it, which I didn't mean to do, but that's okay. You got a sneak peek, and we'll talk about this in a minute. But before we get to this, I would like to open the floor for just maybe two or three people. Share with me share with us some things that you would like to praise God for, things that have happened. And I'm going to make you talk in the microphone, so if that frightens you, please. Dave makes me sound so good every week, right? And he makes our worship team sound good, and he does a really good job. So just hold the mic up and just talk into it, and everything will be fine. But someone like to share something they would like to give praise to God publicly for today. Danny?
Two things. One I read this week, is church a noun or is church a verb? Sometimes I try to make it a noun. But as you remind and begin, I forget what I had for breakfast this morning. It doesn't stick out here long, but this made me begin to comb through blessings. And if I start to name a lot of your different ministries, I would not want to embarrass you, because I know you don't do it for pride, but you do it for Him. But thank you. It is an encouragement. The other thing I tell you is, I'm in a season of mourning myself. I'm still grieving my mother's passing. Sometimes I'm dumpy. But God gave me a nudge. Yes, I felt blue this week. I was out in the yard on one of these beautiful, miserable gray days. And He kind of nudged me and He said, Brown, I gave you a mother that loved you. I gave her to you for 94 years. And you're complaining to me now. Okay? Thank goodness none of you would do things like that. Complain to God, okay? But it's really helped. And I miss my mom. But I am feeling greatly blessed for what God has provided in different seasons and pages of life. So I want to thank you for that. Thank you.
Great stuff. Thank you, Danny. Who wants to be second? Well, you can. You don't have to.
I'm not real good at this, but I just, as most of you know, I come from Ottawa, Illinois, so it's been a little over a year since I've been here. But God has brought me to Grace Church, and I really appreciate that.
It's okay. Yeah. Take your time.
And all of you have been great. So welcoming. Thank you, Pastor.
Got time for one more.
And my wife and I have been coming here just a short time, and we felt so welcome and so loved, and we love the pastor and the way he preaches with such conviction, and he means what he says, and how he has those challenges at the end of the sermon, and how we've, you know, been using those challenges, and how we've been growing. Been a Christian a long time, but man, there's always something more to learn. And we just love you people, and thank you for welcoming us. So it's just awesome. And I can see that the Lord's going to do a mighty work. And these young people, we see them worshiping the Lord, and it just touches our heart. And the prayers that they have for all the people, and the prayer requests that you have, and how God is meeting every need. He's a wonderful God, and this is a wonderful church, and He has a wonderful church. Praise His name.
Amen. Amen. God is good. All the time. God is good. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to tell you, what I'm about to share with you and what I've already shared with you in a little bit of, if you've heard Friday. This is a, I guess in some ways this is kind of a long-term vision for our church. I believe with all of my heart that what's in this book is the single most important information that you will ever receive. But I also believe that what's in this book is so much more than just information. I believe that God has given us His very words so that we might know Him, so that we might live a life, as Paul says in Ephesians, that is worthy of Him, that we might live in His holiness, that we might live in His righteousness, that we might have eternal life, not because we read the Bible or because we know what's in it, but because of what He has done throughout the pages of this book. And so because I believe that, I want us to begin a 3-year journey to look at this book in its entirety. Now I know that sounds like a big bite to chew. But understand, we are going to take this 1 week at a time for 3 years, okay? So that's over 150 weeks that we will be doing this together. What this will do, it will help all of us know what's in the Bible. I was thinking just a couple of weeks ago that it wasn't until I was in college, and for the lack of a better term, forced to read through the entire Old Testament and the entire New Testament, that I never read every word that's in the Bible. And so it was, this year I kind of went through some of those, what a former senior pastor of mine used to say, the crisp pages of my Bible. In the Minor Prophets and in Leviticus and some of those places. And there is a wealth of beauty and imagery that God paints for us that we miss because we don't understand. We don't even know it's there. You know, Jesus talked, He compared the kingdom of heaven as to a man who found, he was digging in a field and found a pearl. A beautiful pearl of great value. And what does it say he did? It doesn't say that he took the pearl, stuck it in his coat, and ran off. It says that he buried it again. And then he went out and he sold everything else that he had and bought the field that the pearl was in. So it would be really his. And what that speaks of, to me anyway, is the fact that there's a sense of ownership in the priceless things of God that we need to, first of all, dig for. And then when we find them, we'll sacrifice everything to have them. And so I want us this year to walk through this 3-year plan. Begin to walk through this 3-year plan. And to try to understand God's will for us in the days to come. Now, there are two parts to this and a result. First is my part. Sorry, I meant that to come right up. My part. I am going to be presenting messages to you each week with a focus on overview of the chapters that we'll be looking at, and then specific application with challenge. Okay? With a challenge each week to apply some specific portion of what we've read that week. Okay? Now you have a responsibility in all of this as well. Okay? And your part is this, to read the assigned chapters each week. As we walk through this, together, you and I and our whole church, listen, by this time, in 2020, we will have read every single word of the Bible. And not only that, but we'll talk about it, which is also good. Okay? So that's the part I'm challenging you to. What will be the result? And again, I just said, we'll all know what's in the book and have read through every word. And hopefully we will also have had the opportunity to be challenged by it. Now, please understand, I want to make this clear. Because for some people, I know some people, you know, if you read something or if you're covering a certain portion of Scripture, you got to wring every truth out of every verse. And while that's good when we're studying, studying Scripture and when we're doing that on our own and really digging through it, that's not what we're going for here. Okay, what I want you to understand is that we're going to do a flyover. You know what a flyover is, right? Flyover is when the guy in the plane takes the plane and he just goes real fast over the enemy territory to see what's there. And that's what we're doing. We're going to do flyovers each week. And again, brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to understand that my heart, and I believe God's heart for us, is that this would be a church-wide effort. That every one of us will buy into this. That every one of us will spend the time. Now, you might ask, okay, Pastor, this is great. Why are you telling us this now instead of in a month when it's just about time to start? Because of this. Because I want you to read the Scriptures. Because I want you to enjoy reading the Scriptures. I want to encourage you to find a version of the Bible that is easy to read for you. Okay? I can't tell you what that's going to be. For some of you, you've read King James your entire life, and you get it, you understand it, and it's easy for you to read. By all means, if that's you, read the King James. If you're like me, and you get lost in all the these and the thous and the begats and the begots, and the henceforth and the whereto-fores, you might want to find another version of the Scriptures that's easier to read. Now, I would encourage you to stick with maybe the NIV, the New Living Translation, the New American Standard, the ESV, or the King James or New King James. Those would be the six versions that I would recommend, with the NIV and NLT being the easiest to read because it flows a little better. ESV, and NASB being probably the middle of the road, and then the King James and New King James being that other side. But whatever you're comfortable with. And I'm telling you this now so that you have time to ask a loved one, hey, I really would like this version of the Bible for Christmas. Right? And or having time to go out and find one. Now, another thing that you can avail yourself of is this right here. There's an app that you can get for your iPhone or Android phone called YouVersion. Just go to the iStore or the Play Store in Google app and just look up YouVersion and click on that and download it onto your phone. At that point, you will have access when you are connected to the internet, whether it's through Wi-Fi or your cellular data, you will have access to just about every language and every version of the Bible that's out there. And I'm telling you, there are, besides the six that I mentioned, there are like a gazillion others. So, you'll have access to that. Plus, in that app, you can highlight, make notes on different passages that catch your attention. You can share those. You know, it's kind of like a social app as well. You can friend other people who have the app as well and share your thoughts on certain passages with each other. And I think that would be an awesome way for us to walk through the Bible together as well. But again, if you're technologically challenged, that's fine. Get a copy of the Scriptures. All I'm saying is this. Please, 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 please do everything in your power to be a part of this, to make it easier. Now, Couple of warnings. Warning number one. There is someone who desperately does not want you to read this book. His name is Satan. And by the way, he hates your guts. And he will do everything that he can to keep you from reading this. Because he knows if you read this and you understand God's love and his goodness and his mercy and what he desires for your life and how to live your life and what it is that he is working through in this book as we look at it in its entirety, he knows that you are going to have a newfound, firm faith in God that cannot fall.
Amen.
And so he's going to do everything in his power. There are going to be times when you've misplaced your Bible. You don't know where it is. Where'd that thing go? Where is it? You're going to oversleep. The time that you set aside for your Bible reading, something's going to come up to interrupt it. And if you have kids, good luck to you! I just say that right now. But what this is going to take from us, and again, the portions that we're going to read, I think there's only maybe, I'll say 15 to 20 weeks out of the entire 3 years where you're going to have to read probably more than 15 chapters in a week. Honestly. And most of that's when we're flying through the Psalms pretty quickly. And so, I want to encourage you in this. Find a time that works for you. And stick to it. And maybe even start practicing now. And we'll post in the bulletin. We'll post it on our website. Roger will help me out with that. We'll post what passage we're reading. And we'll read the passages. We'll read the chapters that we're going to talk about that coming Sunday. So the last week in December, we'll be reading I will tell you, but not right now. Because I'm not 100% sure. But we'll read the first part of Genesis. And then the next week we'll read the second part of Genesis. And then the third, and so forth. And I think, personally, as I look at this, I'm thinking, this is going to be fun. This is going to be exciting. And we're going to read things in Scripture that we never knew were in there. For example, did you know that the prophet Ezekiel was told to eat his food cooked over dung? Gross. Did you know that the same prophet Ezekiel was told to lay on his right side for the course of several months? I think it might have been a year. And then after that year was over, God told him, okay, roll over on your left side and lay there for another year. Can you imagine walking through Jerusalem and seeing this guy laying on his side? What are you doing? Oh, God told me to lay like this for a year. But you're going to know exactly where that is in the course of our time together. We're going to walk through Leviticus. And you might say, oh gosh, Leviticus. I can't get through Leviticus. Yes, you can. Because I want to tell you, there are some wonderful truths that God wants you to know from how he set up the Levitical law and how to sacrifice and what it means. And the representation of Christ that's in there is vivid. And we're going to see that together. And I am excited. For one, it's going to force me to not just read the Bible, but to study it in a way that I can share it with you. But I'm also excited because we're going to have conversation starters for the next 3 years. So I'll ask you, will you choose to be a part of this? I hope so. And I'm looking forward to what you are going to learn from me and what I'm going to learn from you. And I think, I'll be honest, I've only been here 2 years. So to be able to say that 2017 was the best year ever, I don't know if I don't know if you would say that as someone who's been at this church for a long time, but I want to tell you, I think 2017 has been one of my best years ever because of what I've seen in you. And I'm excited about 2018, 2019, 2020. We'll see when we get there, brother. But I'm excited for where God's going to take us and how He's going to open our eyes to the things of His Word. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for this day. We thank You for Your Word. And we thank You for all of it, from Genesis to Revelation. We thank You that in Your Word we find truth. And in Your Word we find grace and peace and mercy to help us in our time of need. Lord, I pray that as we continue to move closer towards 2018, Lord, that we'll get excited, that we'll get ramped up, that we'll get amped up to be involved in this effort that will help us to really look at Your Word and maybe see things that we haven't seen before. And Lord, as that changes us, may it truly help us to become the children of God You want us to be. As You discipline us as we read Your Word, as You encourage us as we read Your Word, as we are encouraged by the witness of faith that we see in Your Word, Lord, may our hearts rejoice and may we become more like Your Son, Jesus. And we pray all this in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.